It's that time again. Yeah. Ya es la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención. Class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that mean you take a loss and you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, history is the power hour. The 11 hours. Tune in to your history. You know it in your history. Power hour. The 11 hours. You know it in history. 11 hours.
Shalom, shalom, Israel. Most High Christ blessed.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I am Officer Zara.
Officer Nehemiah.
Officer Ruvain.
Happy Sabbath.
Soldier Eric. The brother said, happy Sabbath.
Hey, that's right. That's a good one.
Yes, sir. It is. Right, so yeah, this is the Power Hour radio show where we teach the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans who they are according to the Bible.
That's right.
Biblical Israelites, right? So, of course, God has a chosen people, if you did not know, and that's the Israelites, the 12 tribes of Israel, which are the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans,
right?
Mm-hmm. And so we have a good show for you today. My wife had sent me a video recently on Facebook, and so it kind of triggered a lot of things to where, like, you know, this is something that definitely affects us, you know, every family in the nation of Israel, right? It's dealing with natural birth versus C-section, right?
Right.
We always have a lot of women that's pregnant in the nation, right? We always have that. And so there's issues and complications that happen to where that we need to address these issues head on, right? Which is C-section.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of going to go over, you know, give some knowledge out to the people so we can try to avoid C-section if it be possible, right?
Right.
And so do y'all have anything y'all want to bring out?
Oh, just the title.
Go ahead.
Today's title is C-sections, murder or medicine for the black community.
Okay.
C-section, murder or medicine for the black community.
We're going to find out today.
So, yeah, let's get, give me Deuteronomy 7-6, right?
Sure.
So, as I mentioned, right, the blacks, Hispanic, and Americans, we are the Israelites, right? And so, you might ask yourself, person that hasn't read the Bible before, what's so special about being the Israelites, right? So, we're going to see what the Bible says. Deuteronomy 7:6.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7 and verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
So understand that God has a chosen people, and guess what? He said those chosen people are above all people on the face of the earth.
I did have something, too, because going into this topic right here, I just kind of wanted to set a tone so people can realize what we're dealing with. Let me get Revelation chapter 11, verse 8.
Yes, sir.
Because what we don't realize is where we live in today, the oppression that we're going through is the same thing that our forefathers went through back in Egypt way back in the day. Watch this. Read.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 11 and verse 8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city.
The great city. This is what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Which is spiritually
called what?
Called Sodom
and
Egypt.
And Egypt. We we know in Deuteronomy 28, it talks about how we would go back into Egypt
right.
on slave ships.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to kind of set the tone, if you didn't mind, officer.
Oh, yeah. So the reason why I got Deuteronomy 7:6 mm-hmm. is because you are a chosen people, and then it says you're above all people. But, you know, this world teaches you that you are equal to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so if you're above all people, there's going to be people that's hating on you, right? You might have some haters, you know, people that's against you and against your God, which
mm-hmm.
is what we have today. We have enemies. The blacks, Hispanics, and Americans, we have Israelites, right? No, I mean, we have enemies. And those enemies are Edomites, right? And those, that's the so-called white man, right?
Right.
So-called white man, you have different African nations that's that hate us as well. So Asians, Moabites, Ammon, all that, right?
Scripture?
Uh-huh. Arabs.
Yeah, Arabs, all that, right? So give me Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9.
Mm-hmm. Bring it out.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. I understand that this Bible is a true book. This
mm-hmm.
Bible is a true book, and it's our history book. It's our history. Ecclesiastes 1 and 9.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9.
Freedom!
The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be.
Mm-hmm.
And that which is done is that which shall be done.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no new thing under the sun.
So this scripture right here is telling you that everything that happens in the past is still happening today. There's nothing new under the sun, right? So whatever, anything that our enemy is doing, they did it in the past, right?
Right. Whatever traps, whatever things that they had to be against us then, they gonna do it now. That's what the officer is saying, which is a heavy thing.
Right.
So what's the saying? History repeats itself.
Right.
It's the same type of thing. So I'm glad that you're bringing it out. And what we have to do as a people, we have to start to renew our mind mm-hmm. and get our thinking to be back to the scriptures. Right.
That's right.
Not get sleep. Now go ahead.
My bad.
Sorry.
Give me Matthew 24:9.
Mm-hmm.
You
bring
good?
It out.
Bring it out, bro. Bring it out.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
And after this one, go to Exodus 1, piggyback off what Officer Ruvane had mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 9.
This is the book of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 9.
Freedom!
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted
mm-hmm.
and shall kill you.
Wait, just jump to verse 7 real quick. My bad.
Verse 7. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places.
So this is prophecy, right? It's letting you know that nation is going to rise against nation, right? So Israel is going to rise against what? These other nations, right? Also with the different countries, right? There's
right.
going to be nations going against each
right,
other,
right?
Right.
But understand that, guess what? We have enemies, and we have to know what their devices are. We have
right.
to make sure we learn what they are so we can avoid those devices so we
right.
won't fall into their traps, like he was stating, right? Give verse 9.
Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you.
So guess what? There's people out there that want to kill you, that hate your guts,
right?
So go back to Exodus 1. You have something?
Oh, I'm away. I'm holding it. I'm holding it in a pocket.
You better go, you better go there?
I'm holding
it. He's looking at me like, boy, you better bring it out. Come on, go. Give me Exodus 1.
What you want, officer?
Verse
7.
Start at 7.
This is the book of Exodus, chapter 1 and verse 7.
Freedom!
And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly.
So back in Exodus, right? This is back in Egypt, right? Egypt time, right? The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, right? So we were growing as a people,
making
right?
babies.
Making babies, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, sing it, bro.
No, we
didn't. Just hit the note, bro. Come on.
Making babies.
Oh, dang. Read the verse again.
That was this.
The book of Exodus, chapter 1 and verse 7.
Freedom!
And the children of Israel were fruitful
mm-hmm.
and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty.
So remember the scripture we had brought out, Ecclesiastes, right? There's nothing new under the sun. So
mm-hmm.
this characteristic, this trait is what children of Israel would have today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we're waxing abundantly, right? Read.
And the land was filled with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemy and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore did they set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built...
Jump to Genesis 1 and 28. We're coming right back to this. Genesis 1 and 28.
Yes, sir.
Coming right back.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 28. And God blessed them.
So remember, in Exodus, right, this this king, right, in Egypt,
mm-hmm.
he said, let's make sure we, so they be not be fruitful and multiply, right, and
mm-hmm.
Come over us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was pretty much saying, right, Genesis 1 and 28.
It's the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And subdue it.
So it says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, right? So
right.
if we be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, therefore, eventually, if we keep God's commandments, we're going to end up subduing the earth,
that's right?
right? Especially
right.
if it's a lot of us, right?
That
so that was one of the things that the enemy had fear of us being multiplying and subduing them, right? So go back to the Exodus
right,
1.
Right, right. Okay. What, you want me to just continue?
Jump to verse 17.
This is the book of Exodus, chapter 1 and verse 17. Verse
16,
15. Mm-hmm.
And the kings of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
hey, remember, the Hebrew midwives are Israelites, right?
Right.
Just the Hebrew is just another name for Israelites, right?
Israel wasn't born yet.
Right.
And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Shiphrah and the other Puah. And he said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools,
the birthing stools,
if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live.
So it's letting you know that what? The sons had to be killed. Why? Because they have the seed, right? It goes back to the numbers 1 and 18, right?
Yeah, not only that. Man, that sounds like Willie Lynch right there.
Mm-hmm. Bruh, for real.
How Willie Lynch would want to make like the boys physically weak and the daughters
masculine. Like castration?
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Read.
And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing? And have saved the men children, did I skip? No, alive. And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively, and are delivered to midwives come in unto them.
Right. So as you can see, the king of Egypt back then, he was more vocal about what he wanted to do. Right.
Right.
He was way more vocal. But now, if you compare it to now today, it's not really vocal about us, right? It's more in the
subtle.
Cut, you know, subtle, right? It's real quiet, right? It's on the down low, right? But as you can see also right here, the midwives had came together, right? They came together and knew what needed to be done. They had stood up for God's laws in their nation, right?
Revolutionary women.
Right.
Right. Right.
Exactly. So guess what our women have to do, right? They have to stand up and make sure they come talk with each other, you know, try to get doulas and whatever it is to, you know, to deliver the babies to be safe and sound to
right.
young. Got to go to the hospital and all that. That's what our midwives need. That's what the woman needs to be doing.
That's it.
You had something?
No, I'm holding it.
No, that's why I said they was lively, bro. That's
mm-hmm.
why they was different, right?
They
thought
were above
different.
All people.
They was above all people. Right. They thoughts, right, was different thought. Like Officer Zarao was saying, they thoughts was, hey, we coming together, bro. We
mm-hmm.
about to do this thing right. They didn't depend on who? The other nation. At the time, who ruled? Egypt.
Right.
They wasn't dependent on them. They knew what to do. They knew how to get it done.
That's
right.
right?
So that's that mindset we got to come back to. But go ahead, what you saying?
You had some, bro.
Yeah,
all right, look, let's just go in and get the thing.
Yeah.
Go to Sirach 12 and 10.
Let's get it.
Because we got to set the tone before we start playing these videos.
Man,
I thought
this.
I was, man. I was trying, but...
Nah, you were the spirit.
He going to scrape some butter off
I'm landing.
I like that you're going here, man.
That's
I like
it.
That you're going here.
Get that.
You took it with gas.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 12 and verse 10. Never thine enemy.
When?
Never.
How long?
Never.
Uh-huh.
Trust thine enemy.
You got to keep that at the forefront of your mind. Never trust your enemy. Watch
right.
this.
For like as iron rusted.
Look, I use a cast iron skillet at the house, right? Mm-hmm. Man, I be cooking some salmon. I be cooking some chicken in there. I make sure I clean it and I oil it up good.
You gotcha.
I can have that thing for 2 or 3 years, and then one day I look, there go a brown speck on it.
Right.
That thing got rust on it. I kept it for all this time, but as sure as iron rusteth, come on.
So is his wickedness.
The Most High is telling you, it's going to come a day where your enemy, he'll be smiling in your face, but all the time he want to take your place.
Right.
The backstab.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you. Come on, we're going to get verse 11. Come on.
Verse 11. Though he humble himself and go crouchy.
Because they have all these different programs in the black and Hispanic communities. They got Planned Parenthood.
Right, right.
They got welfare.
Abortion,
yeah, things like that. But the welfare keep the man out the house.
Right.
The abortion clinics keep the population, our populations down.
Damn.
But they you see the commercials on TV, they smiling, and they have all these little happy people on there, but they destroying us. 20 million babies dead by 2023.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Come on.
Though he humble himself and go crouching.
Even though he do that.
Yet take good heed and beware of him.
The Most High said, beware of your enemy.
Bring it out.
Come on.
And thou shalt be unto him as if thou hast wiped a looking glass.
So when you finally beware of your enemy and you see him as your enemy, come on.
And thou shalt know that his rust hath not been altogether wiped away.
You going to see his wickedness and all the things he was doing to you that whole time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get that video. Let's get that video. Natural birth versus C-section. Now, I don't know if most of it's true, but, hey, you got to think about it. The Most High has a plan. He has a reason for everything, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever plan or reason, whatever he has. If he told you not to cut your beard, there's a reason why, right? It might be health benefits, whatever. It might be just because he wanted, but there was a reason why he had certain things in place, right? So go ahead and play that video.
We know that, for example, how a child is even born, vaginal birth versus cesarean birth plays a huge role in determining that child's level of inflammation, immune function, risk for autoimmunity, and even risk for obesity later in life.
Based on how they're delivered.
How they're delivered. If a child is born by C-section, doesn't pass through the vaginal birth canal, doesn't get those bacteria that are there to anoint that child. Passing through the birth canal puts bacteria in the mouth, in the nose, in the eyes, throughout the body of that child that then are the seeds to create that microbiome for that living being.
Wow.
As opposed to picking up bacteria in the operating room because mom had to have a C-section. There is a time and a place for a C-section, but a third of American births are C-section right now.
Right.
So
you're saying if there's like, this is an extreme complication, we've got to do a C-section, that's when you say, hey, we want everyone safe.
The umbilical cords wrapped around the child's neck, whatever it might be, but as a matter of convenience or not wanting to, whatever.
Not dealing with a certain amount of pain or whatever it is. Yeah,
and I think that the narrative that's given to mother and father-to-be is, you can either deliver or we'll do a C-section, let's say Thursday at 11 a.m. How does that work for your schedule?
Yeah, convenience.
And how big will my scar be? Well, we need to have a discussion that C-section delivery has lifelong implications for your child. Significant increased risk for autoimmune conditions like type 1 diabetes, for autism, for celiac disease, all increase in kids born via C-section. And, that's published literature.
Is there a way to, let's say, there was an extreme complication and, there was going to be an issue if there was not a C-section for whatever reason. There's a way to get that bacteria into the child that would help.
How would you do it?
I'm asking, I don't know. Is there a way to do that? Is there a way to... I have no idea.
There, in fact, it's a wonderful question. I like where you're thinking.
Yeah.
So if you were a research clinician, you'd fall asleep tonight thinking, what could we do? The child should get this array of bacteria from passing through the birth canal, but they're bypassing that. What can we do? So
maybe they would, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was thinking, well, let's inject them with something.
Close. So here's what the research at NYU has looked at, and that is, taking a cotton swab, swabbing the vaginal
and then
canal,
kind of putting it all
and
there.
Then when the baby's born, covering their face with it. So that's already
does
being
that,
done.
Does that work?
It's in the early stages of, you know, people want to play it out for a few years and see what it does. But that's exactly what's
going on. Right, right, yeah. Swab it around and put it on their whole body and
you bet.
Put it in their mouth a little
exactly.
bit and
in
their
definitely
ears
in the mouth
and their
and
nose.
The nose.
Not, yeah, see if it works, I guess.
All right, so yeah, that was a lot.
That was a factor.
Yeah, that was a lot in that video, right? You know, you had something?
I was just going to ask, I don't remember reading in the scriptures where our sisters had C-sections.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. We and I'm glad you pointed that out when we was reading Exodus chapter 1, right?
That part.
Where it said where she was on the stool.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right?
The stool.
So
right.
that lets you know that that was natural there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. So, yeah, of course, the whole hospital industry, whatever, it's all jacked up, right? It's all jacked up where you have people that's the sisters that's doing regular vaginal births. You know, they say that women are not supposed to be laying down on their back when they're supposed to be pushing the baby out.
Right.
Supposed to be
with gravity,
standing up, like squatting down,
like
right?
Like on a stool, like
right,
the
right,
scriptures,
right?
Like the scriptures here.
So there's a lot of things that, you know, Esau has done to change certain things to where they think is better. Of course, you know, we the same people that taught them how to live and how to keep their hygiene and all that. So, you know, why are we listening to them for certain things when they weren't a civilized people? But go ahead,
hey,
you have something.
I mean, you hit it right on the head. I was thinking of them picking that lice and eating
right.
it.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
And, you know, in most states, they frown on the practice of midwifery. Like, it just became legal in Arizona not too long ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, to force you into the hospital and to force all these different things, they do their all best right. to try to keep most women, especially Black women, Hispanic, Native American, from seeing a midwife.
That's right.
That's crazy there. So it's letting you know that there's things that set in place to where it's going to try to get us. Like if you have a bad vaginal birth, it helps the kids later on in life, like
right.
for type 1 diabetes,
right.
autoimmune
obesity,
conditions. That's crazy.
It is.
I'm trying to figure out if I was a C-section or not.
You don't know?
I don't remember.
You didn't ever ask your parents, bro?
I don't remember, bro.
I know. Yeah, I'm low-key. Like, I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, I think I was, bro. I'm like, yo, I'm like, man, is this why I'm having all this?
Damn.
He said, I start coughing right
you
now.
Born,
oh, yeah, I passed through the canal. See, but I'm from
natural.
That. I'm from that generation, though.
Right.
That's
right.
What that is.
Right, that's why he named himself King.
I didn't name myself King, sir. I didn't name myself King, sir.
Hey, that's scriptural.
I didn't. It is scriptural. I didn't name myself King, sir.
Ain't no wrong in being named King, bro.
Hey,
I'm changing my name to King too.
Oh, yeah,
nation of King and priests.
Go to that next tab for me. The next one. Read this for me, please.
There it is. Money may be motivating doctors to do more C-sections.
So this was in August 2013.
Is that beer bomb?
This, brother.
Is that beer bomb? Boy, have you lost your mind.
Fix it, Jesus.
Obstetricians perform more cesarean sections.
Hey, wait. Read the thing up right above it.
Okay.
The little paragraph.
Pregnant doctors are less likely than other women to deliver their babies via C-section. Recent research suggests economists say that maybe because the physician patients feel more empowered to question the obstetrician. Obstetricians perform more cesarean sections when they are financially incentives to do so. According to a new study that explores links between economic incentives and medical decision-making during childbirth.
Hey, remember what I had said earlier, how Esau now, how they do things covertly, right? They try to do certain things to where they try to destroy us as a people, right? This is one of those things where who's paying these doctors to do that? Why are the doctors being able to get more financial incentives to do that, right?
How did they come up with the research to know that the cesarean section increases all of these different health risks?
Mm,
right.
Where was that research conducted,
right.
And who was it conducted on?
Very, right. Very good.
You know already. Right.
Man, it made me think about, like, what is it, Marcus Anger and all them, right?
Margaret
absolutely.
Sanger, yeah.
It made me think about that
Planned
stuff,
Parenthood.
Right? Planned Parenthood
absolutely.
And all that stuff, right?
That's crafty.
Go ahead. I know we only got a little bit of time, so we can get through this.
About 1 in 3 babies are today is delivered via C-section, right, compared to 1 in 5 babies delivered via the surgical procedure in 1996.
So where has the increase come from? 1 in 3, from 1 in 5, right? Why? Why? Of course, you know, because it's financial gains, right? And then they destroy us as a people. But go ahead.
During the same time period, the annual medical costs of childbirth in the U.S. have grown by $3 billion annually.
So this is a financial big thing right here. It's very financial, very lucrative for people in this industry, right? Go ahead.
There are significant variations in the rate of cesarean deliveries in the different parts of the country. In Louisiana, for example, the C-section rate is nearly twice as high as in Alaska. Obstetricians in many medical settings are paid more for C-sections.
Wait. Read the last part again. Deliveries in different parts of the country in Louisiana, for example, the C-section rate is nearly twice as high as in Alaska, right? So we already know the demographics of Louisiana compared to Alaska,
right? It's more us there than it is.
Crazy.
Right.
Jake, blacks, right. Hispanics, and Native Americans, man.
Go ahead.
Obstetricians in many medical settings are paid more for C-sections. In a new working paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, health cost economists Aaron Johnson and M. Marit Rahavi calculated that doctors might make a few hundred dollars more for a C-section compared to a vaginal delivery.
So let's think about it. Let's think about that doctor, right? Let's say if she wanted a new Louis Vuitton purse, right? Or
a Birkin bag.
Birkin bag, right? Whatever it may be, right? Or once this new Mercedes is coming out next week, right?
Right, too.
They're going to try to reach certain things, demands, you know, certain numbers, so they can be able to have that extra money in their pocket so they can get what they want.
Right. If I do X amount more C-sections, I can reach my financial goals.
I can get it by August.
Hey, right. Some of them probably set aside money like that for their kids for college, so they could be a doctor, so they could just keep the family business going. There you go.
All right. That's like that interview from the Breakfast Club, like how dude said, I got mouths to feed.
Right.
They got to do to do the same thing, but just in a different form of a crafty council.
Right. They just pass it right along. They don't give a damn about us.
Right.
I don't know. And a hospital might make a few $1,000s more.
So let's think about that. Let's say the bosses of those doctors saying, you didn't reach your quota for this month, right? You didn't reach your quota for the year. You need to increase some more C-sections. You need to get that more done. It's most likely they're doing that.
So the question is, how are they getting black and Hispanic mothers to agree to this thing?
That's the question. Yeah. Can we get
Psalms 58? Yeah.
Psalms 58 and 3.
Okay, let's see what that is. What's that?
Let's
get that.
Psalms 58 and 3?
Yes, sir. If that's what you want.
Nah, let's go to 83. Okay. Let's just get right to it.
Yes, sir. Psalms 83?
Yep.
I'll read it.
Thank you, sir.
It's the book of Psalms, chapter 83, and verse, you want 2?
2.
Verse 2. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult.
So our enemies have gathered together.
And they that hate thee have lifted up the head.
Those are the enemies. They lifted up their head in pride. Go ahead.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
They've taken crafty counsel, meaning they have consulted with themselves, God's people. That's you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. Read.
And consulted against thy hidden ones.
We're the hidden ones because we don't even know now that we're God's people. Come on.
They have said.
This is what they said.
Come. And let us cut them off from being a nation.
We're going to cut them off in the birth canal. They're not even going to have regular births anymore. We're going to make them pass through a womb that we created. Come on.
That the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
Because God told us to be fruitful and multiply so that we can subdue and have dominion over everything on the earth.
Yo, when it says that the name of Israel, that's a heavy thing. Because a lot of times we'll look at it on the surface and think it's just only the nationality. But the nationality comes with a whole lot of stuff, right?
That's
it
right.
comes with the heritage. It comes with the way you do things.
Right.
And it even comes with the way you deliver
That's
your
right.
children.
That's exactly
That's a part
right.
of your culture and your heritage on what you do, right?
That's right.
You just going to say something, Othaniel? I heard you back there. Oh, go ahead, then, Ruth.
Okay.
I thought Othaniel
said okay. something. Let's get Ezekiel 28, verse 3. Because this is the thing. We're not dealing with no regular Rudy Poo people. They have taken decades and centuries billions upon billions of dollars
years
to figure
years.
Out how to keep you where you at. Come on.
Mm-hmm. This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28 and verse 3. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel.
Wait a minute. The Most High said that the Edomites are wiser than one of the prophets in the Bible. Come on.
There is no secret hide from thee.
Guess what? It's no secret that they can hide from us. Why? Because they know everything about you before you do. They know how to think about what you're going to do before you even had a doggone thought. Because they do a diligent search and they have crafty counsel where they consult to figure out how they're going to subdue you. That's what I got.
Hey, jump to go real quick, precept. Go to Psalm 64:4 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
To say the same thing what you were saying, bro, and what Officer Zerah was bringing out earlier mm-hmm. about the subtle things that they do, right? Because you could probably think, like, hey, C-section, it ain't going to have those effects. Right. It ain't going to be, hey, the baby's coming out. It's a healthy birth,
right?
Go read Psalm 64. Like you were saying in Ezekiel 28, read.
Mm-hmm.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 64 and verse 4.
Read out!
That they may shoot in secret.
That they may do what?
Shoot in
Damn.
Secret.
Shoot in secret. It's those subtle things that they do to destroy our communities, mm-hmm. read.
At the perfect.
At the perfect. The perfect is those that's keeping the law, statutes, and commandments,
right.
read.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not.
Read on.
They encourage themselves in an evil manner.
Read. Mm.
They commune of laying snares privily.
They commune of laying snares, traps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they do it subtly. Read.
They say, who shall see them?
Who shall mm-hmm. see them? That's what they doing it like that.
Right.
They doing it. The medical field, it don't look like nothing wrong with what's happening.
Right.
That's man, you in the spirit bringing that out. Go ahead, Officer Zerah.
You know, I was just thinking about it. It's crazy, too. If you think about our forefathers and our foremothers, right? Let's say a woman did a birth, right, and the umbilical cord is wrapped around the kid's head,
right,
the mm-hmm. neck, right. So the baby is born, and the baby might then make it, right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they might be sad, but knowing in the back of their mind, they know what death is, and they know that what the scripture says, be fruitful and multiply, it's just
right.
easily just to make another baby. Is that simple if you really think about it, right?
Right.
Is that simple just to make a baby and you good, you know, just have another one?
Bro, that's crazy that that officer said that, because just real quick, like a couple seconds, my daughter had the umbilical cord wrapped around her
breach.
Neck
mm-hmm.
at breach, and they tried to force me to do it. They brought a paper and everything, like, yo, you need to do this right now. Boom. No, I was like, nah, you need to get my daughter out of this.
That's right.
Right.
And as soon as I pushed back on it, and the thing about it is when they brought the paper, they didn't bring the paper to me.
Uh-huh.
They wow. brought the paper to my wife.
Mm.
And then got the nerve to call me, hey, is this your boyfriend or your no, mm. no, that's my husband. So I was like, no. I took over the conversation, was like, no, we're not doing that. And guess what happened 5 to 10 minutes later? She came out in a natural vaginal
right.
birth. Mm-hmm. So we knew it was BS.
Crazy.
It goes back to what you had just said.
The truth,
right?
You know
the reason why it happened is because what? The man.
Exactly.
The man has to be there, right? And if
right.
the man is not there, guess what? A lot of complications, a lot of things will happen to the woman, right?
The sister probably on the table or laying down in pain. She gonna sign whatever the hell you want her to.
Right.
Get
right.
it
right.
over with.
Remember, right? Hey, remember this. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, soldier. But remember, when you even go back to the beginning, when it goes back to husband and wife, who was deceived?
I mean, I got it right here.
Thank you. Bring it out. Come on.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field
mm-hmm.
which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in that day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Right, so Adam didn't have to, his eyes didn't need to be open, right? He was already like God, right? He already had that understanding. The woman didn't have that understanding, but she coveted that understanding, right?
Right.
So that's the thing. when there is no leadership, like Officer Zara and Officer Ruvain was saying, when there's no leadership, what happens? The woman, she don't have no idea what's going on. She thinks Esau, right, is her leader. That same serpent that was in the garden, right?
Exactly.
I'm just going to follow what he said. Hey,
come on,
Jeez.
Come
on, that bell. That was good. But no, but it, like I said, on that quick precept where in Timothy where it says, Adam was formed first and then
and
came
not
Eve,
deceived.
And he wasn't deceived, right?
Right.
That's why, in coming back to who we are as a people, like y'all been going over in the beginning, we come back to the family structure, right?
Right.
And then you get the women dealing right? And then you get the men to be that leader in the household, so that way things ain't going awry, right?
But like you said, Officer, in that example you had at the hospital,
yes,
they didn't come to you.
Right.
They
right.
went directly to the woman
exactly.
because that's in their spirit.
Right.
They've been like that since the beginning.
Because they're Satan. Hey, finish. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jeez.
That's why I go every appointment with my wife. I don't care if it's a simple checkup. I need to know what's going on.
That's right.
And they last one I went to, it was like, oh, we love when the dads come. Now, I done seen, you know, other fathers or other races in there without the husband. Like Edomites will be in there, white people, they'll be without the husband because that's their safe place. We got to look out for our women,
right.
and we got to be there.
They looking out for them. Hey, read this next paragraph. Johnson and Rahavi.
Johnson and Rahavi decided to explore the reasons for the increased number of surgical childbirth procedures via an unusual tack. They hypothesized that obstetricians would be less likely to be swayed by financial incentives when patients themselves had significant medical expertise and knowledge.
So this was a hypothesis, right?
Wow.
So obviously we know this was true, right? So if the doctors ain't messing with nobody that has significant medical expertise or knowledge,
right?
So that knowledge could come from your husband, right? Laying down facts like you're not doing no C-sections, nothing. You're going to do vaginal birth. You're not doing the epidural. You're not doing none of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, husband might do that, right? But if you had also the midwives there, you know, like different other women that's went through certain things to help you out, everything will be good, right? So it's just come to think about it now, right? Some sisters, when they get pregnant, like teen moms or whatever the case may be, right? They get pregnant and their mother is not really teaching them certain things of what's going on, you know, what to avoid, certain things like
that.
That usually doesn't happen.
Right.
But if you had the people around you that you need to talk to in the bodies, because sisters like to avoid certain sisters, you know, but you need to talk to the sisters for sure about certain things so you can avoid certain things like this, right?
Also, watch this, Sirach 5:15, because this is the thing. He said they hypothesized that obstetricians would be less likely to be swayed by financial incentives when patients themselves had significant medical expertise and knowledge. Read that.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 5 and verse 15.
Read out.
Be not ignorant of anything
in
a great matter or a small.
Right. So what this is saying is, can we get this real quick? I'm sorry, Titus 2 and 3. Titus 2 and 3. Because we have to start keeping things within our own families and communities, just like in Black Wall Street when we were thriving, and just like all the other Black Wall Streets. What was that? Sweet Auburn in Georgia and all the other Black affluent neighborhoods and communities that we had when we were only dealing with each other.
Right.
Hey, also real quick, hey, they was touching on Fix Your Face last night about how the Black Panthers were more than just some type of militant movement.
They were
actually talking about how most of the women that were involved, they were nurses. They were, you know, they had those skills to help deliver babies and stuff like that.
Right, exactly. Watch it. You in the spirit. Read.
This is the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 3.
Read out.
The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness.
Right. Come on.
Not false accusers.
Read.
Not given to much wine.
Come on.
Teachers of good things.
Yes. Teaching the good things is passing down the line of how to have healthy home births where the midwives and the sisters all get together over the birthing stool and help the sister deliver the baby through the vaginal canal. Come on.
That they may teach the young women to be sober,
uh-huh.
to love their husbands,
Reed.
To love their children,
uh-huh.
to be discreet.
Guess what? Part of loving your children is having a vaginal birth.
That's right.
Because here's the deal. When you fear the Lord and you trust in him, guess what? He going to make all your ways aright.
That's right.
It's a spiritual thing. Like Officer Nehemiah said, they came in with the pressure. You got it. Your baby's neck is wrapped around the umbilical cord. You know, she could die. And you know what he did? He said, no, because I believe in the Most High.
Right,
and that
right.
baby came out. How'd she come out, officer?
Oh, she came out right, man. It's Israel.
That's right.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
For some odd reason, that umbilical cord managed to unwrap itself
right.
as that baby was coming out. Mm-hmm. Was that it?
You want the rest of our?
Yeah, that's it. Come on.
To be discreet,
mm-hmm.
chaste, keepers at home.
Right.
Good, obedient to their own husband.
Right, because guess what? When Satan come in there with that paperwork, that gift trying to destroy the heart,
mm-hmm.
the father got to be in there and be like, nah, we ain't doing that.
Hell no.
Go on and push that.
Hell
hey, come on,
no.
push that thing out.
Mm-hmm.
How she say it on, what was that, Hustle and Flow? Push that thing out.
You finished reading the article, that last paragraph right here.
That the
right
word.
Here,
oh,
on the article.
Okay, I didn't finish the scripture. Okay, by contrast, the researchers figured such incentives might play a larger role in medical decision making when patients knew very little.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So they hoping you don't know anything.
Yeah, right.
They
right.
hoping you don't know anything.
Sound like a Christian pastor.
Right.
Bert? You don't Dang. Know anything.
Get the next article about the African American woman. Not that one.
Not the African American.
Oh my gosh.
My God.
Get the next tab. We're gonna read the zoom in for me. We're just gonna read this first page.
Fix it, Jesus.
Yeah, zoom in for me.
I heard the dude that be saying that too.
There you go.
There's a, I forgot, I don't remember where it's at, but there's a number pretty much where African-American women, we're leading, they're leading the rate dealing with C-sections, okay. right?
No, yeah,
of course.
They're dealing with the C-sections.
Doesn't surprise
hey,
me.
Hey, keep in mind, too, you remember how we, our bodies are more superior than all the other nations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, true.
It's always, you know, but where does this come from where African-American woman has to have more C-sections? It doesn't make sense if we're, our bodies are more superior than them, right? Read this, though.
Racial differences in muscle strength in disabled older women. This study examines racial differences in muscle strength and association of muscle strength to level of physical activity and severity of disability among a community sample of 254 black and 665 white, moderately to severe disabled women age 65 and older. Potential confounders that were adjusted for in the models included age, body weight and height, joint pain, number of chronic conditions, and socioeconomic status. Hand grip, hip flexion.
So pretty much they examining certain things between the different women, white, mm-hmm. white woman and black woman, their hip, their hand grip, things like that, right? Keep reading.
And knee extensions. Forces were measured using portable handheld dynamometers.
Jump down to a declining strength, right there where the cursor is at. Yeah.
Okay. A declining strength gradient was observed with increasing severity of disability and for decreasing levels of physical activity in both races.
Uh-huh.
At equal levels of disability or physical activity, blacks had better hand grip and hip flexion strength.
Wait. Blacks had better hand grip and hip flexion strength. Mind you, hip flexion is all up in the hips, right? Mm-hmm. All in that area.
Right.
The black woman was more strength, had more strength down there compared to white women. But why are the black women leading, what?
C-sections,
right? So I was kind of wanted to pull this out, too, to show forth that we, as a people, were stronger than them. But there's, as you can see, there's things that Esau are doing behind closed doors to target us as a people, right? You had something?
I mean, you know, I got that Genesis 25 just queued up.
Go ahead.
Let me get a...
We need more Abdullahs, whatever you call it.
Abdullahs. Yeah.
We need more
Abdullahs. No, we do need more Abdullahs. You do need more Abdullah.
Abdullah Oblongata.
Oblongata. Let me
that too.
Yeah. Give verse 23.
Yes, sir. This is the book of Genesis, chapter 25 and verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb,
uh-huh.
and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels.
This is going into, to make it plain, black people and white people.
Bring it out.
Hey, come on. What
and
you
then,
got,
no, and then when you think about it, now that you read the scriptures, I bet you Rebecca was on the stool.
That part, right there.
Good.
Come on.
And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
One people shall be stronger than the other people. Hold on. Go ahead.
And the elder shall serve the younger.
The elder shall serve the younger. Why? Because the younger is going to be stronger than them.
Right.
Come on.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
behold, there were twins in her womb.
Come on.
And the first came out red,
uh-oh.
All over like an hairy garment.
Caveman. Let's go.
And they called his name Esau.
Esau. Caveman. Red and hairy. Let's go.
And after that came his brother out.
So his brother came out next, right? Now, it gave us a depiction of what Esau looked like. They were recorded in history what this person, his physical features were. Come on.
And after that came his brother out.
Uh-huh.
And his hand took hold on Esau's heel.
Come on.
And his name was called Jacob.
Jacob was the baby that came out after. Esau was the baby that was going to serve the younger because he was stronger. We just read that in this article right here that they did a test of 254 black women, disabled women, mm-hmm. and 665 disabled white women. And overall, black disabled women were still stronger than all of these 665 white
mm-hmm.
women.
Mm-hmm.
It's biblical. You can't get around it.
Yeah, there's some more like articles, too, about black women having more muscle than white women. They have black women have less fat than white women.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. But why are we more obese than a white woman?
Because they run, man.
Because they did a diligent search, and they wiser than Daniel.
Right.
And they said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Feed them this. Give them that.
You know, come on,
dealing wisely with us. Right?
Yeah, no, we good. We good on that.
Okay.
All right. Give me the next article, please. Go ahead. Yeah. This is real quick, too. Read this for me.
Factors associated with increased cesarean risk among African-American women. Evidence from California, 2010.
So this is just the state of California in 2010, read.
Objectives. We studied if both observed and unobserved maternal health in African-American women in hospitals or communities were associated with cesarean delivery of infants. Methods. We examined the relationship between African-American race and cesarean delivery among 433.
Jump to the results for me. The next
results.
Paragraph.
Cesarean rates are significantly higher overall for African-American women than other women. Adjusted rate, 36.8% versus 32.7%.
There you go. You can see it. The African-American women are going through more C-sections than other women. Right? Mm-hmm.
As were both elective and emergency primary cesarean rates. Elevated risks persisted after risk adjustments. Odds ratio generally less than 127, but the prevalence of particular risk factors varied. Although African-American women were clustered in some hospitals, the proportion of African-Americans among all women delivering in a hospital was not related to its overall cesarean rate.
Hey, remember what I had said mm-hmm. earlier about how back then our women, our forefathers and foremothers, right, they had remembered to just make another baby, right?
Right.
It kind of goes back into, I used to think about this a long time ago, right? You know how you have the order, right? You have man, woman, and then the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have that order, right? So it's letting you know that they knew that order. They
right.
knew that order. They knew right. what could be done if they were just to create another baby. It's that simple. You just got to... we have to go back to that, right? Because some sisters, they might be like, I don't want to lose my baby or whatever and all that. But the Most High God will bless you with another one if it be His will, right?
Or that same one, all you got to do is keep the faith,
mm-hmm.
and be not changed when thou be patient when you're brought to a lower state.
Right.
Hey, real quick, scroll up, scroll back up to that. Watch this. We examine the relationship between African American race and cesarean delivery among 493,000 women discharged from over 255 California hospitals. Here's my question. They got data on 500,000 women.
Yep.
Who is sitting back collecting this data,
right,
and analyzing it and then having to report it to someone,
right,
so that they can use it to gain over the children of Israel?
Crafty,
right,
council, man.
Crafty.
Hey, Johnny,
bro.
What's the report on the C-section for the month?
For the nagger,
right,
for the nagger.
Right.
Hey, it's some dark corners in these hospitals,
hey,
man. Let me tell you.
Facts, bro.
They got hospitals where they say black folks don't come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Or they can't go.
Or they can't go.
Yeah. Scroll down for me. Yeah, yeah, read that point. African-American woman.
African-American women are significantly more likely to have a cesarean delivery than other women. This has been documented in single hospital studies, 1 to 3 in large cities, in regional systems, and in large statewide or national data sets.
Oh, my gosh.
These findings extend from data gathered in the early 1900s
to 1990s
to more recent periods, and the disparities in cesarean use show no significance
sign
of reduction.
Yes.
Keep reading.
Many possible reasons could be responsible for racial disparities in care. First, African American women care may differ because of observed or unobserved cesarean indications. Thus, observed differences in care reflect evidence base. Maternal, fetal, and placental factors are associated with cesarean rates. Unobserved, unmeasured, or unrecorded indications such as body mass index may also vary by race and ethnicity. The adequacy...
All right, drop that, right? So as y'all can see, this is something that we need to tackle as a nation, right? There's certain things that need to be in place to where some of the women come together to like have a document or whatever, or maybe like a program or something for expecting mothers, you know, new expecting mothers. That's something that needs to be introduced, right? So the woman needs to possibly get on that. So
right.
It can teach other women to avoid certain things, avoid things like this, right? Because we have to come together as a people, and that's what coming together is in Zephaniah 2:1. That's what coming together is, right? Us coming together, spreading knowledge between each other so we can, prosper as a people, right?
Right.
Y'all have anything?
Yeah. Nope. Last thing I want to say. Brent, give me 2 Timothy 3:16 real quick, because I know that, you know, when you bring out a topic like this, you know, sisters will get emotional, right? And I know that the baby thing is a touchy subject, but understand that when we bring out this stuff, and we brought out the thing in Hebrews about the stool and the articles about what they're doing against our people, understand that the scriptures is telling us this is instruction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get that.
This is the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, and verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
So even the midwives and what we read about them being on the stools and them being lively, that's scripture of God. It
right.
should be inspirational, and it should inspire you to change and be better. Read.
And is profitable for doctrine.
It's profitable for how we should conduct ourselves. Read.
For reproof.
So we might have been doing something one way, but we got to correct it and do that because there's a better way. God's way is always the better way.
That's
read.
Right. For correction.
For correction, read.
For instruction in righteousness.
Read.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
To get better, right? And that's what it says, the man of God, but it's also talking about you sisters as well.
That's right.
The Bible's just written in a masculine text.
That's right.
But it's for the full nation of Israel, men, women, and children. All right? That's all I got.
All praise to the Most High. Y'all have anything else?
No, sir.
All right. All praise. This is the Power Hour. Make sure you like us on all our social medias, right? Sure. You may follow us, subscribe, and all that. Go back to the other videos and see what we got. You know,
comment.
Right. Comment, you know, do all that. Like all that. All right, so all praise to the Most High. Shalom, Israel. Most High in Christ. Shalom.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, and we been king since birth, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, and they gon' get this work, ay.